Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, November 18th. You'll be interested to know. 97 years ago, today, in 1928, a new animated character named Mickey Mouse made a lively debut in the synchronized sound cartoon Steamboat Willie, charming audiences with playful animation and inventive timing. That debut marked a milestone in animation by showing how synchronized sound and expressive character design could transform popular entertainment and launch a global media icon. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2+ feet. Conditions will hold steady through the morning before shifting to fair as the wind picks up slightly. By afternoon, expect choppy conditions with winds increasing to sideshore at about 7 miles per hour. Tides are favorable, so keep an eye on the swell as the day progresses. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 6-foot high tide, when the west-southwest swell is 3 feet at 6 seconds. And the onshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 6 feet at 7:30 a.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with waves at 1 to 2 feet on Wednesday, making it a smooth day for beginners. Thursday sees similar heights, but transitions to choppy conditions by midday, with wind shifting south. Friday brings a steady swell of 2 to 3 feet in clean conditions, ideal for catching some fun rides throughout the day. This morning, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, and it feels like 57 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:48. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:31. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 58 and a light northeast wind up to 10 miles per hour, turning partly cloudy overnight with a low around 51. Rain showers are likely Thursday and Thursday night with highs near 56 and lows near 52. Then Friday brings a slight chance of showers and highs near 58, before drying out to a mostly sunny Saturday with highs near 63 and lows around 51. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Los Angeles City government is making waves in the affordable housing sector by streamlining the approval process for developers, cutting wait times from 1 year to 60 days. Since implementing this policy in December 2022, plans for approximately 42,300 units have been submitted, with about 75% already approved. This new approach eliminates public hearing periods and city council votes for projects exclusively serving tenants earning no more than 80% of the city's median income. While some developers face challenges, many are eager to participate in this game that aims to tackle the city's housing shortages. Now on to sports. Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase has been suspended by the National Football League for the upcoming game against the New England Patriots. Chase was found to have spit on cornerback Jalen Ramsey during the Cincinnati Bengals game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. As a result, he is facing a 1-game suspension. Chase plans to appeal the decision, but currently he will not participate in the Week 12 matchup. Also in the NFL, calls are mounting for the Las Vegas Raiders to fire Pete Carroll as fans lash out after a disastrous loss to the Dallas Cowboys last night on Monday Night Football. The Cowboys, with a record of 3 wins, 5 losses, and 1 tie, handed the Raiders, who stand at 2 wins and 7 losses, a significant defeat. Fans expressed their frustration on social media with comments like, "It's been time to fire Pete," and "He is destroying this team." The Raiders were already on a 3-game losing streak, including a shutout loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. Dallas, despite having the second-worst defense in the league, performed exceptionally well against the Raiders. In local sports, LeBron James knows there will be a feel-out process when he returns to the Lakers. He returned to practice on Monday, and there is a chance he could make his season debut tonight against the Utah Jazz. The Lakers have gone 10 wins and 4 losses without James, with Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves emerging as a potent two-way tandem. James described his lungs feeling like those of a newborn baby after practice, as he moved closer to returning from sciatica. Lakers coach J.J. Redick noted having James in practice felt like adding a new player. James said this process has been a mind test, but he is prepared to rejoin the team. In top news, scientists have sequenced the DNA of the last Neanderthal, revealing clues about how our ancient relatives disappeared from history. In 2015, a team led by paleoanthropologist Ludovic Slimek discovered jaw remains of a Neanderthal, approximately 42,000 years old, in Rhone Valley, France. Named Thorin, this Neanderthal's lineage remained isolated from others, despite living near modern humans. The analysis published in the journal Cell Genomics confirmed high genetic homozygosity, indicating inbreeding, and no evidence of interbreeding with contemporary humans. Slimek stated that this discovery necessitates a complete revaluation of our understanding of Neanderthal extinction. In business news, there is new evidence of global pain stemming from President Trump's trade policy, which scrambled the world economy. From China to Switzerland, the readjustment to double-digit tariffs has been bumpy. Japan's economy shrank by almost 2% on an annualized basis in the third quarter. Switzerland's gross domestic product in the same period fell by 0.5%, the first quarterly drop since 2023. Shipments to the U.S. fell 25% compared to a year earlier. China appears to be slow-walking its purchases of U.S. soybeans, despite promises to buy 12 million metric tons this year. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 4% to about $91,000. Ethereum is down 5% to just over $3,000. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.14. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Computer chips in our bodies could be the future of medicine. The brain-computer interface is changing lives and has the potential to change the world. 87-year-old Alice Charton, from a suburb of Paris, experienced vision loss due to age-related macular degeneration. This disease affects 200 million people globally, impairing central vision without causing blindness. A revolutionary procedure called PRIMA developed by Science Corporation, has restored some vision for patients like Chardon. In clinical trials, nearly 80% of participants improved their eye chart performance significantly. The future of brain-computer interfaces holds promise for enhancing abilities and restoring functions for many. And in entertainment news, Disney and YouTube TV reached a deal late last week after a lengthy blackout. The two sides were divided on how much Disney's networks, like ESPN, are worth. Sports fans can expect similar carriage disputes in 2026. Disney's long-running fight with YouTube TV is over, as channels, including ESPN, returned on Friday night after a 15-day blackout. However, Disney warned that more blackouts may be ahead due to expiring contracts with pay TV providers. Analyst Alan Volk predicts that disputes will become commonplace in 2026. As the cord-cutting movement continues, fewer people have pay TV subscriptions, leaving diehard fans as the main customers. Disney argues that its valuable sports rights make its networks essential. Some customers may gawk at rising monthly bills. YouTube TV had leverage due to its parent company, Google. Companies like Charter are adapting by bundling streaming services, which has helped slow their cord-cutting rates. Media giants must secure value for their networks, while TV providers have reasons to resist, leading to potential conflicts in 2026. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Thomas J. Watson. And he said, "The great accomplishments of man have resulted from the transmission of ideas of enthusiasm." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.